Hey guys, welcome to Blue Ink Talk. This is a podcast created by the team at Blue Ink Closing and Title, LLC in Madison, Alabama. We are going to publish this podcast once a month, and it will be published on Apple, Podbean, and Spotify. We're creating this podcast to talk about real estate matters and growth in North Alabama. We want to give our listeners fun and educational information by having guest appearances from people in the real estate industry. Buckle up, because the sky is not the limit in the Rocket City, and we plan to explore it all. All views and opinions expressed by Blue Ink Talk are solely those of the host and guests and do not reflect the opinions of Blue Ink Closing and Title, LLC, and any of its affiliates. The content expressed should not be taken as legal advice and is for informational purposes only. If you do have legal questions, please contact a licensed attorney in your state. Hey guys, welcome to episode 12. That's one full year of Blue Ink Talk. We record this podcast once a month. It's published on Apple, Podbeam, and Spotify. But first, let's do our Hey Y'all updates with Catherine. Catherine, take it away.
Hey guys, how's it
going? We really
did
12 episodes. Hey y'all.
Gosh.
Yeah. 12.
Okay.
Thanks for everybody sticking in and listening to us.
Yeah, if y'all are listening to every 12 episodes, y'all are a trooper. And let us know if you've listened to a few or all 12 or maybe one or two.
You survived all 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Now you have to listen to the whole thing or it doesn't count though, right?
Yeah.
At least on my analytics, I think that's how it counts them.
Sure. Well, I don't know.
We're thankful for the last 12 episodes. Thanks for everybody that's listened this past year. Let us know how we did.
We're going to keep doing this next year, I think, right?
Yep.
Is that the plan?
Yep. Yeah. I've already got some people lined up to talk and some topics we're going to talk about. And so it should be pretty exciting. So Keep going with the Blue Ink Talk.
All right. Well, let's finish out the year with this one.
Okay. So this one has a lot to do with drinks, where you can get drinks and stuff. I guess it's just the time of year. I don't know. But
like a Coca-Cola or something?
No. So the first topic we're going to talk about, it's not anywhere near here, but but it is the Clyde's May Alabama style whiskey that we drink.
Oh yeah.
They are opening a distillery in Troy, Alabama.
Wow.
Which is really cool. It's supposed to open in May of 2024, so next year. It's going to be off Highway 231. It's kind of like Jack Daniel's. It's going to offer different types of tours you can do. They're going to have a bottling plant, a restaurant, a bar, tasting rooms, retail shop. And so they're going to produce all of their whiskey and bourbon, and they have a bunch of them. They listed them out. But I think it's really cool because it's actually Alabama's first whiskey. It's like our drink of the state is what I was reading up on it, and I thought it was really cool.
Interesting. So, I mean, we like that drink.
I would have thought Coca-Cola would be the drink of the state.
I know, right?
No, that's Georgia.
You know, Nick Saban has one on his press conference every week.
Yeah, so. But I think Georgia claims Coke.
Oh, that's true.
You know, that's where it was founded.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's also where the World of Coke is in Atlanta.
That is true.
Have you guys ever been there?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it.
I've been there multiple times, and it's very fun. And there's a tasting room at the end.
Oh, wow.
Where you can taste a bunch of different drinks and make yourself sick.
Do y'all remember the Christmas commercials for Coke with the polar bears?
Yeah.
Was that not the best?
Yeah. They still have those every once in a while, I think.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then they'll run them, so.
Yeah.
But, yep, so this is cool. It's our first bourbon distillery in the state of Alabama. So when we're going down to a conference at the beach or you're just going down that way, you can stop and
or if it's just a Wednesday afternoon
and you want to go get some bourbon.
Not on Wednesday. That's church day.
Probably won't be sold on Wednesdays or Sundays.
Hang on. Is it bourbon or whiskey? Don't you said start whiskey, this and question. Then you just said bourbon.
He has Clyde's May Alabama style whiskey, Clyde's May straight bourbon, and so there's a rye whiskey and a straight bourbon whiskey. So I have no clue. And then he also talks about how it's a moonshine whiskey. Oof. So
they're gonna have multiples.
White lightning.
White lightning. Have you ever done that tour in Gatlinburg with the moonshine?
It's white lightning.
Moonshine whiskey?
Is that what it's called? I've never
it's
heard.
It's one to taste or one the taste of it, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, is that a brand name or is that a flavor?
Moonshine?
No, white lightning.
It's a flavor.
It's a flavor.
I think it's a look it up on Urban Dictionary. It's more of a nickname for moonshine.
Okay, so it's not a flavor. It's like if you say white lightning, you're AKA moonshine.
Now, there is a flavor of it, though, in Gatlinburg.
That's right.
At the tasting place for the moonshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, it's been since, like, college. No, my bachelorette trip. We went to Gatlinburg. Yeah, so had some.
Interesting.
So anyway, I just thought that was really cool and exciting. Hopefully, we'll get some more along the way in the next couple years, but exciting, so... The next point I want to talk about is my good old Athens, Alabama. So there is a golf development coming in. And Hayes, don't get too excited. Uh-oh. It's not outdoor golf. It is an indoor. So the place is going to be called Irons and Ales, and it's going to open in spring 2024. Hmm. It's in the old Sunbeam Bread building, and they're renovating it. It's about 6,000 square feet. It's really close to downtown, kind of by Cream Delight, if you've ever been that way. And it's going to have golf simulators. It's going to have a bar, food, lounges, games for kids and adults. So it's kind of just going to be
an arcade.
Kind of an entertainment from what I could tell. So should be pretty exciting. Athens needs something like this.
So it's virtual golf and then arcade games. Kind of. That's what it sounds like.
There's a, have y'all ever been to Golf X here in Huntsville?
I've heard of it.
It's really neat. It's just a straight golf simulator. Like, you can choose between, like, I want to say 5 to 10 different courses.
Yeah.
Like Pebble Beach, Hilton Head, and a few other PGA places. But it's all indoors. And, you know, this time of year, that's ideal.
Yeah.
Or any time of the year, but preferably when it's too cold to play outside, it's good to come indoors and do that. So that's exciting.
So as a golfer, a real like an outdoor golfer, are the simulated virtual ones, are they pretty good? I mean, do they seem pretty accurate?
Makes your shot look good.
Okay.
Probably not, but I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to do. You know, it's a good place to hang out. They've got a lot of TVs there, too. You can watch football games, bowl games during this year. So, yeah, excited about that. That'll be fun to...
I do want to touch also on the fact that Athens has had so many of their restaurants that I've talked about open up within the past month. And we've had Rose open up. It's a grill. We've had Southern Table open up. It's a guy from Pulaski.
Mm-hmm.
He opened it. He moved from down there or up there. We've had the Salty Cod open up. We're having Little Mazzaro's. Mazzaro's. It's an Italian restaurant from Church Street Wine Group. So there are a lot. Old Black Bear just opened up. There's a lot of different options in Athens right now, all along the square. And I went for the cider sipping that they do in December, and we were just amazed at how much Athens has changed within, like, the past year and a half.
Yeah.
So.
What, you said the Southern Table, has it already opened?
Yes, it's open. So it's open for lunch.
Have you been?
We've not. It just opened. Okay. Everything just opened. So it's like, I got to try to set my babysitter up for...
Well, Old Black Bear didn't just open.
Yeah, they're probably about two, three months old now. So they're still working out their kinks, too. Just like any new restaurant. Yeah. They're trying to work out kinks. But
so really, next year, there's going to be a lot of options because all this stuff opened in the fall. So
yes. Yes.
I think give them a week or two to get things together and then start going.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully so.
Well, that'll be good. I've heard a lot of good things about the place in Pulaski, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So that'll be good to hear that how it's going here. So
yeah,
we'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So anyway, that's Athens. Then we're going to go back over to, we talked about it before, the Huntsville Botanical Gardens, the Christmas lights.
The Galaxy of Lights.
It came in as the second best botanical garden holiday lights in the nation.
Who beat us?
So, I have a list. Number five is Merle Inlet, South Carolina. Number four is Wichita, Kansas. Number three is Booth Bay, Maine. Number two is Huntsville, Alabama. And number one is Richmond, Virginia.
Boo. I don't know. I've never been there.
I didn't think they had space up there for any of that kind of stuff. But
well, I'm sure they can make space for a botanical garden.
I guess so.
So these are places that have light Christmas light shows.
At their botanical gardens.
Okay,
yes.
So that's the list.
Have y'all been this year?
We did the walking tour, yeah.
That's right.
It was fun. So.
Yeah.
Have y'all, do y'all, and maybe we can't disclose it on this podcast, but is there any neighborhoods that you would suggest here locally that you know of that have good lights? Because I remember growing up, there was a certain neighborhood in South Huntsville, there was a row of like three or four homes that synced their lights to the local radios, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. There's a few houses here that do that. I don't know about a neighborhood specifically. Yeah. We'll have to find out. I'm sure there are neighborhoods that do it a little bit better than others. So,
thinking of the cost efficient, you know, I highly recommend going to the Galaxy of Lights and doing that. But there's also, you know, a lot of good homes throughout that like to decorate. So.
Yeah. Well, I recommend that you pile everyone in one car because isn't it a price per car?
Yeah, but they also look at how many people are in the car,
well,
too.
That's what blankets are for. That's what Trump's in here for.
Disclosure, please disclose how many people you have in your car.
Do we have anybody from the botanical gardens coming on the podcast anytime soon?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, but that's interesting. So it's a price per car, but what if you have eight people in the car? Are they going to charge you more?
I think if it's over so many people, if it's over the seat number, then especially, but I think it's like seven and up is charged more. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look.
15-passenger van pulls up.
Or a limousine, an old school limousine.
A limousine.
A limo would be cool.
Yeah.
Be hard to turn, though.
I'd hang out the moonroof.
I'm just saying. But, yeah, Hayes, also just driving around houses would be nice, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on to number four. So, it's talking about more alcohol. So, Back 40 Beer Company has made its second.
Wait, what did you just say?
Back 40 Beer Company.
Back 40
Beer Company.
Beer Company. Mm-hmm. Say that a few times fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back 40 Beer Company.
Back 40 Beer Company.
Is it Back 40 Beer Company or Back 40 Beer Company?
Back 40 Beer Company. Okay, anyway, they are based out of Birmingham, and they've opened a second location here in Huntsville. So they're right off of Hazier Neck of the Woods, Lehman Ferry Road, and Airport Road. And they have, so I guess they're kind of by the new stadium, that area.
Yeah.
Is what they're kind of going for and hoping. They're going to have food, salads, burgers, hot dogs, barbecue, catfish, pizzas. They said it's... they're well known for their peanut butter porter, their Bama Mosa, and the Truck Stop Honey beer.
Wow.
So I like the Truck Stop Honey. I've had it before.
I think I've had that. I didn't realize it was them. So they're going to have their own kitchen, too.
Yeah, they're going to have a kitchen. Yeah. They're going to have flights you can do. You can do food. They're going to have an in-room or indoor tap room. They're going to have outside seating. Kind of games and stuff to play. And then they also have a mural going up, and it's an astronaut trying to catch a beer because he's in space.
I have actually seen photos of this mural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's cool looking.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It might be done.
It might be. The article I was reading said he was working on it. He was about 3 weeks into it, and it looked almost complete. So, probably so. But, yeah, so that's awesome. It's another brewery, because I know a few of them have kind of gone out lately. So
I think 3 closed this year, so hopefully this one does all right. I think the fact that they have food and a kitchen is going to help a little bit. Because a lot of the ones here, I mean, they're nice, but they either have to get a food truck to come up, or you just go there and drink, and then you don't really eat. So I think with food, you're going to spend more money on the food, and then you're going to stay a little bit longer and get a few more drinks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And it's a big, looks like it's a big venue.
Yeah.
For this new Back 40 beer company.
Mm-hmm. Hayes, have you tried that truck stop, honey?
I haven't. No, yeah. I don't think so. We, mm-hmm. you know, if we go out, we usually go to Yellowhammer Brewing or something. The pizza over there is really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Straight to mm-hmm. Ale, Yellowhammer. Those were
Campus,
kind of the two.
Was that?
Campus 805. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's really good. So it's very exciting to see all of that coming into town.
Do we know
town?
When that's going to open?
It should already
yeah,
be
I think
open.
It's
oh, it's already open.
Yeah. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. It should already be open. So. At 5 o'clock, you want to go get a truck stop, honey, on the way home?
Yeah. On location. Next year, we're going to do at least one on location.
Okay.
Agreed?
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Yep.
It's either going to be on a strawberry farm or at a brewery, apparently.
Oh, Lordy.
It's definitely not going to be at the botanical gardens.
Hey, I'm a big fan. I highly recommend.
All right, so my final point is just for people to remember to pay your property taxes. I know we've talked about this multiple times. I've reminded everybody. But after December 31st, you will start getting you will be getting a late fee, depending
Nobody
on what county,
yeah.
every week or every month. So.
Most locations, you can do it online, in person, you can mail it. I mean, they give you a lot of different opportunities to pay. So I would say in person might be a little crazy right now. But, I mean, if you do it in person, you get an immediate receipt. I think if you do it online, you get an immediate receipt, but there's probably a convenience fee.
So anyway, pay your taxes, everybody.
And you guys paid your property taxes?
Mine goes through my lender.
Yeah.
So, but
you checked?
That's what I was about to say. If your lender pays it like mine does, go online and just type in your address or your name, and it'll pop up, and it'll show you if it's been paid or not. And if they haven't paid it, reach out to them, because you might not be set up for them to pay it.
And each county has a website that, like Catherine said,
mm-hmm.
It's usually the tax assessor's website that you look that up under.
So. Yeah, or revenue commissioner.
Or revenue, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Good info.
I've paid mine, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, just a few days ago. So really waited till the end.
So my final fun fact I wanted to talk about, Hayes, I have to do it. I'm sorry.
Something about federal? What are we talking about?
No. Did you guys see the news article where it was like the last 2 minutes of the Alabama game, mm-hmm. Alabama-Auburn game, and a FedEx guy was delivering a package in Tuscaloosa to a professor, mm-hmm. and the professor opened the door for him, and he could hear the game playing in the truck. He had it blasted loud so he could hear it, mm-hmm. and he was like, hey, come on in, we're fourth and whatever, mm-hmm. and made him sit in there and watch the last 2 minutes, which was an awesome last 2 minutes.
And there's a video of it, and it was just funny because it was like, finish the game. It's like a critical part. I'm surprised they answered the door.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have done it. So I probably just saw him or something, or a dog was barking or something. But did you see that article, Hayes?
I did not, and I'll just say I didn't see the last 2 minutes of the game. I have blocked that out of my mind.
No.
That didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
He's going to wait and find out what happens later.
That's funny. No, I'll have to check it out. That's funny.
Hayes, are you going to watch the playoff games?
The NFL playoff?
No.
College?
No. This is the last year.
Unfortunately, that's a whole... Do y'all think Florida State should have made it in? What y'all's opinion? I'm just joking.
Those poor Florida State players are so heartbroken.
The only opinion I have is that I'm glad that it's not my job to make that decision.
That's true.
Hard
decision to make.
Yeah. So
I was about to say, next year it's completely different, right? The playoff system's going to be different. So
it's still going to be a problem. No one's ever going to be satisfied. So
yeah, because next year it goes to 12 teams.
Yeah.
So that'll alleviate at least maybe anybody that's undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except maybe like a Sun Belt team that's undefeated. Maybe they'll be on the cusp of trying to get in or not.
Yeah, I think 12 is a good number.
But the solid, big conferences, they shouldn't leave anybody out that's undefeated going forward.
Right.
So I think that'll solve that problem.
Yeah. And this year just wasn't a weird year, too. Yeah.
Are y'all going to the game? It's out in Pasadena, California, Alabama versus Michigan.
And it's Disneyland was promoting it, actually. I think they're going to have the Alabama band play at Disneyland or something like that.
Really?
I saw that the other day.
That'd be perfect for y'all.
I would love to go. And I even sent Gary, Jeremy with SLTA. He had two tickets. I was like, looky there, $1,200. We can just go to the game.
Total?
For the two tickets,
That's actually a good price.
Yeah. Gary, if you need some last-minute Christmas advice, here we go.
There it is.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Well, this is his thing. If he doesn't respond and say he listens to the podcast, he has to take me to Disneyland next year.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm not planning to go, but you know what? I could just hop on a plane at any minute to go to Pasadena. You never know. The Rose Bowl is a very nice stadium. Mm-hmm. So,
have you been?
I have been. I was at the 9-10 National Championship game where we beat Texas.
The first of Nick Saban's championship.
It was my last year of law school.
Wow.
So it was a good year. So
yeah.
It was cool. It was a quick trip. We just went out there for the game and then flew right back. But
now, I will say, if we make it to the final game, the national championship, my dad put in for 4 tickets.
Okay.
So if that happens, we won't go, but my dad will go. He's been a Todd Pride member for over 30 years.
Are y'all making a prediction right now for the world to hear?
I'm not saying anything. I'm super
No comment.
Yeah.
No comment. Yeah. But well, you have to put game. In. You have to put in for the tickets, even if you're not even slated for it.
Yeah.
So
Hayes, who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
So we've got
Michigan.
We got Michigan number 1. We've got Washington number 2.
Yeah.
Who's our number 3 team? Now y'all should know this.
We should know this.
Alabama's number 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Texas.
Texas.
That's right.
Texas.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Texas. About them.
Glad you said that because I completely forgot to.
Yeah, that's really bad. So, Hayes, you make a prediction since you don't have a team in
it. Yeah, don't have a dog in the fight. Now, Texas would be an SEC school this next year, too.
But they're not now. They're not now.
I say that Texas will beat Washington, Alabama will beat Michigan, and Texas wins in a rematch of what they played earlier this year. It'll be a very close game. I don't know. That's my prediction. I think all the 4 teams are good. Washington's good because they haven't lost. They're also undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not making predictions, but I think if we have a rematch with Texas, we'll beat them. I'm not saying we will.
You heard it first.
But I'm saying if we play Texas again, we figured it out, we'll beat them.
Because Alabama's consistently got better over this year. So since that was an early season also.
Right.
We're now going to have a sports section of this podcast every week. So.
That's right. Sports talk.
Oh, no.
But we only talk about teams that are blue.
Yeah. Let's do a little fine bomb.
Red.
Anybody wants to call in here in a little bit can call us and like a fine bomb.
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about a call-in. Can we set that up? Do we know how to do that?
I don't know how to do that.
Have you ever listened to Paul Feinbaum?
Yes.
Of those crazy callers. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's good. We could add that concept next year.
Yeah. So on location, call-in feature. What else do we need? Sports section.
Okay, well, y'all have gave me some great options to take into consideration on the script. And next, we're going to talk to Brandy Holt with Huntsville Utilities. So let's hear what she has to say.
All right, guys, episode 12 here today, and here with us is Brandy Holt. She's the Senior Commercial and Industrial Specialist at Huntsville Utilities, and we're excited to have her on and talk about what all Huntsville Utilities does. Welcome, Brandy. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, and thanks for stopping by. You doing okay today?
I'm feeling good, and thank you so much for having me, and happy 12th episode.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited.
No one is more surprised and excited than us that we made it to 12 episodes.
And so. My dad that's our...
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So thank you for being our guest.
Does your dad really listen?
Yeah. Okay. I have to tell him where the podcast app is and press play for him, but yeah, he does listen. So
that's a true supporter. Hey, Hayes' dad.
So, yeah, well, Brandy, thank you so much again. But first, tell us maybe where you're from, your background, and how you started working with Huntsville Utilities.
Okay. Well, once again, my name is Brandy, and I am originally from Cleveland, Ohio. And I moved to Alabama not only to get started with my career so much after I graduated college, University of Toledo. Okay. But I started off in property management, and I did that for a few years. And I always wanted to work for Huntsville Utilities. And a little backstory, that's how I met my husband. Well, before then. So I kind of had like a boost in Huntsville Utilities.
Yeah.
And so I started off in our call center, and I knew that was not the job for me. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go into the commercial department one day. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to get there. Mm-hmm. And so, bam, I'm here 8 years later.
That's awesome. Wow. I'm sure the call center, that was, I guess that's for just people call in, be like, hey, we're going to report a power outage or a problem with their house or property. So I'm sure that was hectic. Well, that's pretty neat. Well, did you pick a side? Did you pick Auburn or Alabama?
I did. My husband said, listen, you are here, Alabama or Auburn? I said, roll, tie, roll.
Catherine and I like that. Walking out of the room now.
Uh-oh, no. Womp, womp, womp.
It's okay. It's easier for your blood pressure to be an Alabama fan. So I'll say
it?
That. I don't know, lately with that iron bone. Yeah, that's true. Well, as you probably know, football is a big deal down here.
And,
well, that's pretty neat. Well, our first topic, we'll jump on in here, is what all does Huntsville Utilities provide for its customers? And I'm a customer, too, so... I'd like to know. You know, I know we all have a general understanding, but just a breakdown of what all it provides for its customers here in the area.
We provide it all. Depending on the section that you live in, Harvest, Monrovia, they have their own separate water. Madison County now has their own separate water too as well. So we provide water, electricity, and gas.
Okay. Huh. And what is that? Is that Madison County? I know that, are y'all in Limestone County too?
We are in Limestone County. Okay. Certain areas.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, we see at closings, people will talk about, okay, make sure you know where your utilities are. If you're on that borderline, say in Limestone County, it's always good to discuss that with any realtor or seller. If you're a buyer, it's always good to know, okay, where's my utilities? What's it going to be? And can you even look? I think you can maybe even look at a property and maybe determine the, you know, what's the general amount it's going to be, maybe a month. Seems like I remember that, looking at different properties, but
possibly,
maybe that's a seller question too.
Well, I know that, you know, it's Huntsville Utilities, but it's not just Huntsville. So I feel like that's the name of the company, but that's not the area that you cover.
Exactly.
You know, and so it's hard for people to recognize that, because I live in Madison, so I have Madison City for my water and sewer, but you guys do my electric. And so, and I think, like Hayes was saying, there's even some parts where it's three different companies. But I will say that I call you guys first because I feel like you'll at least point me in the right direction.
We will.
You tell me, I don't have your water, so call some. But you tell me who to call.
Who to call, give you the number.
Yeah, so at the very least, I think you guys are the best sort of central hub of, okay, if you don't service everything, can you help me figure it out?
Yes.
So that's really nice to have.
In the office, too, it's a large building, like downtown Huntsville. Is that where you work, is in the downtown Huntsville? I guess that's the only office.
Well, we have our downtown office where the customers can actually come in. So yeah. We have our commercial customers to come in, along with the residential customers to come in. That's our main location, downtown Spragans.
If, let's just say, a potential buyer, either residential or commercial, say, hey, you know, I'm want to reach out, would be the just call y'all's office and just say, hey, I'm looking to buying a property here in Madison County, you know, just want to go over, just making sure y'all are the official, you know, servicer of that particular property. I guess that's the best thing to do, is just reach out to y'all's office first and you can confirm that or not.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, at least I've had to do it 3 times already, is setting up if you want to do an auto bank draft. Mm-hmm. That's something that you guys can do, I guess, online. I think it's on the website, or do people call?
People typically call in, but we like to go ahead and tell everybody to register their accounts online. Because when you register the accounts online, you have so many benefits. You can actually look at your meter reading history, how much power you're using throughout the day, your highest peak moments. You can pay your bill.
Yeah, that's right.
You can do so much online. So people don't realize that portal, that customer portal, mm-hmm. holds so much value to it.
Yeah.
I utilize it. Oh, yeah. Mine. I mean, it's a really great app, and you're right, it's fun to see the differences between like the cold months, the warm months, spring, fall, and that's always fun to look at the differences there. So well, that's great. For our second topic, we're getting into, of course, winter months. It's getting cold, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Which isn't
I kind of like it. I like the cold months.
Yeah, it cools things off from, you know, hot summertime. So
yeah.
Now you do commercial side, so say a apartment complex, what should, say, a tenant or the owner of the property, maybe some tips for what they could do to prepare for these pretty cold winter months here coming up?
Well, the first thing is first, make sure your thermostat is set. TVA does recommendations. Now, this is not Huntsville Utilities. This is TVA, who we purchase our electricity through. They recommend in the wintertime having your heat on 68 degrees, and in the summertime, 78 degrees. Ooh. I know it's kind of funky for some people, but we actually do that in my household, and we actually save on our bills. Make sure you're changing your filters out. Make sure that maybe your hot water heater is wrapped with good insulation. Make sure your threshold, weather strip is good on your house. And just kind of make sure everything is, you know, insulation is great in the home. Mm-hmm. Because you lose a lot of insulation, that means your bill is going to go skyrocket. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, take into the fact that, you know, you have your downtime at schools. Mm-hmm. It's going to be out, for a winter break for two weeks or so?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to be using a little bit more electricity, so kind of budget for a little bit more the next billing cycle. But those are kind of, you know, some of the things that you can do to really keep your bill down.
Yeah.
The hot water heater thing I didn't know about, but that makes sense.
Yeah, wrapping
it
up.
Mine's just sitting in that garage, which is obviously colder now. So, get a nice wrap blanket. What would I put on?
I think they have like little wraps for
the
water heater.
Actual wraps.
Yeah, go to Lowe's. I'm not saying take the blanket off the bed now.
Okay.
Don't do that.
I take a comforter.
No. Make sure that you let your pipes drip, so that way, you know, your pipes don't burst or anything.
Yeah.
Well, let your faucets drip so your pipes don't burst or anything like that. Leave your cabinet doors open.
Yeah.
So just be so mindful when it comes to our winter months of different things that you can do.
Okay. Also reminds me, so you know those little styrofoam things that go over the outside faucets?
Yes.
Those things probably are worth 5 cents, you know, and so every other time of the year, they're probably sitting on the shelves at Lowe's. Nobody cares about them. It's a piece of styrofoam. But in November, they're the most coveted thing in that store.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I don't know if it was a couple of years ago where you could not find them anywhere. So I kept seeing videos online of makeshift ones, of how you could just wrap stuff. And it's just funny how this one little, I don't know, pyramid-shaped styrofoam piece nobody cares about, and then all of a sudden it's like the hottest commodity.
Exactly.
It was.
It protects you, though.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, it is. Yeah. But why don't we all think about getting them in May when they're already at the store?
We're too busy at the lake.
Too busy enjoying the summer, the nice weather outside, not even thinking about what's ahead.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, no. It's the first day that it gets cold. Everyone freaks out.
Yeah.
And they either have to find them in their house, or they have to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever to get them. So, but I know those are supposed to be really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, we put them on a couple weeks ago, and our dogs, of course, tore them down. And so we've had to get more. So, yeah, I know exactly how much they are, where to get them. So.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty neat. Yeah, no, it's always fun going around the house. You know it's going to be a freezing night, and making sure your faucets are dripping perfectly on a freezing night.
Do y'all notice the itty-bitty drip? Do you notice a spike in?
You won't notice something like that. Something has to be going like a haywire to notice like a good water increase. Okay. But those little drips, because you're going to turn it off the next morning. So those little drips really mean nothing, just long as you do it to protect yourself, because would you rather have a little small drip or a big pipe? You know, so you kind of got to weigh that's your true. Options. So.
Yeah. Especially if it doesn't affect your bill that much. I feel like that's, you know, the money-saving people think, why? Well, I'm not going to do that. But really does not affect your bill.
Nothing.
So.
And it truly does help.
It does. Yeah. It does. And seal your windows, like little things that you never think of where you could be losing heat. You know, you may have an older home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just make sure it's well insulated.
Yeah. What about like a fireplace? Like the opening of the fireplace? Isn't that just
have
like
a
air?
Vent that you close.
Well,
yeah,
a little piece of metal, I guess. I don't know. I don't use my fireplace.
I don't know
if you're supposed to cover it. To like stop
mine has
cold
like
air
a,
from coming
a
in.
Glass.
That little vent covering.
Yeah, it has a vent cover. Yeah. I don't know.
I think you're good. I'm going to say you're good.
You'd be good with that little fireplace.
Do you have, is it like an actual fireplace or is it gas?
It's an actual fireplace.
Oh, wow.
But I don't use it, so it's just
you
like
don't
an open spot.
Cut wood and put it in there?
No, I'm not out in the woods chopping firewood.
You have some behind your house there. So. Well, that's pretty neat. Yeah, we've got a gas fireplace and. It's been beneficial. We got it set up a year or so ago, and it'll heat that, you know, your main room and throughout the house. So it's always nice this time of year to get a fire going.
Definitely.
Well, we'll jump on here to our third and final talking point here. So, of course, we know Huntsville is now the largest city in the state of Alabama. There's a ton of growth, not only in Huntsville, but around the surrounding area, limestone, all around us, really. It's kind of amazing. A ton of apartments have been built, continue to be built. How does Huntsville Utilities prepare and maybe strategize going forward to anticipate the growth here in the area?
How have you handled the growth?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll
and that's
say
a loaded question, but
I know we talked about it before we started recording, but you're in apartments now.
Yes.
So you really are seeing that because apartments are everywhere.
Popping up everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are. So we set the standard when, you know, a contractor comes to us and wants to build an apartment complex. We already set that standard in your mind. It's not going to be a turnaround process. It takes us anywhere when you're completed with the project between 30 to 90 days to transfer from the actual general contractor to the ownership. So we first have to put that into place and let them know it's not a turnaround project because we're short staffed right now and we're only down to 2-3 people. So it's not an easy process. So we're in the process of hiring another individual for apartments. Okay. And just going forward, we have our own little system that kind of works for us where one person may start the, you know, start of the project and then it'll transfer to the second person and they'll go ahead and complete it from the general contractor to the actual ownership. And then the third person may just deal with the actual ownership. That way it's in different phases and everybody can know how to do one job if one person is out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the best thing to do that we're doing right now to kind of prepare for all this growth in Huntsville.
I feel like you said, it's all about setting proper expectation.
Yes.
You know, if you go in from the start and you're just, you say, look, honestly, here's the situation. Like,
this is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And then no one can say, oh, well, we thought this. Or
right.
We thought, well, I mean, they can say that.
You can say that.
But, you know, it's really great that you go in with an honest projection and timeline and just say, look, this is how it is. Like, there's nothing we can do about it. We're working as hard as we can. And then from there, hopefully people understand.
Right. And there's so many holdups during, you know, the weather can hold up a project, mm-hmm. yeah. inspection department, because people don't realize it doesn't just happen right away. Like, you have to go through a process bringing us a permit. You have to pay your mm-hmm. funds. You have to wait for engineering. You have to go ahead and get a transformer. So it's so many baby steps in between.
Yeah.
That way it helps us to take care of you guys and then another apartment complex. So it's so many steps and so many delays that can happen with trying to get everything set up from one step to another.
Yeah. And we see that, you know, in our area with just builds.
Right.
I mean, so we mm-hmm. deal with that when we close on new construction builds. And it's the same thing, you know. Of course, we're not the ones building or constructing it, but, you know, we are the ones who are supposed to eventually close it when
right.
it's built. And so it's, you know, it's not a month, right? We're talking months of work here, everybody trying to get it done. But I think what we try to do is tell everyone we all have the same goal.
Exactly.
You know, we're all supposed to be working together towards the same goal. I mean, obviously, you guys want to get stuff set up because then you can start getting paid for these utilities, right? It's
yeah.
like, you know, so I feel like that's the important thing, and we try to do that with our clients.
It's always good. Expectations versus reality is something serious.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, again, you can say it all you want at the beginning, and there's still going to be some hard-headed people who
right.
pretend like you never said it or just, you know, ignore
like,
you.
Like, wait a minute, but you signed this form.
Yeah. And that's the important thing about writing. Everything in writing.
Exactly.
Says the attorney.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, you just don't know what people will remember 5 minutes after you tell them.
That's right. Yeah. I've got a question. So I live in South Huntsville. There is that large Huntsville Utilities building down there, you know, right before you cross the river.
Our water treatment plant.
That's the water treatment
yes.
plant. Okay. So does that come from the river, or how does the water feed in? Is that, I know there may be more than one in Madison County. Is that the main one?
That's the main one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that water, it comes from, I guess, other sources, but also maybe the river too.
Yes, or, Tennessee Valley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense. It's down there close to the river. So I've seen it, but never really, it looks like they were maybe refurbishing a part of it maybe a year or so ago. And looks like they maybe finalized that. There's not a lot of cars there whenever we pass by, but
trying to get some fresh water.
Yeah, I'd like to know, like,
to
what.
Don't knock on the door, like, yeah. expecting anyone to come outside
like
now.
What y'all doing in there?
With an empty jug of water.
Yeah, I'd like
I
to
need
know.
A refill, please.
Need a fresh jug of water here. So,
they
no, that's
have
interesting.
That.
I didn't know if there's more than one, if that's the main water source here for Madison County. That makes sense.
Yes.
So. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
So with you, are you able to work from home most of the time? Do you go into that building in downtown? Or are you traveling to apartments? Like, what? Everything?
I'm in the building.
You're in the building.
In
okay.
the building.
You're wearing a hard hat. Going around the apartments.
Well, we do go.
Okay.
We do make apartment visits, and that's the great thing about my job is we like to get to know all of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're talking on the phone, because with the changeover, you want to get to know your customers.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have that personable relationship. So we do make apartment visits at least once or twice a month. And then we don't make them during the start of the project, but once it's completed, we'll go ahead and visit them, like, hey, welcome, you know, if you're a new manager,
yeah.
we bring you a little packet of what to give to your tenants, that way they'll know what to expect once it's time to move in.
Yeah.
And they're just ready to go. You don't walk in blindsided to anything.
Okay. But most of the time you're in the building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the new apartments coming up, do they go ahead in their rent? Do they put the utilities in it, or are they paying separately, or is it kind of a mix of
right that? Now we have about four complexes that are paying, you pay everything in your rents, but
yeah.
typically you would pay everything outside, you know.
Okay.
You'll just pay your rent to the leasing office, and then you'll pay Huntsville Utilities for your water, electric, and gas.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I would prefer. Part of me sort of likes the all-in, all-included. But then I think, oh, no, I could just... I walk around my house with just one lamp on, so...
Yeah.
I could probably say if I did it myself. But I bet a lot of people would rather not have to deal with it. You know, like, it's all-included.
Yeah,
all
that's the way mine is. Yeah, thing. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, yeah, that's great. I'm a satisfied customer here, so... Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. That's great. Well, it's very interesting to know, you know, especially everything involved. You know, we as real estate attorneys, we'll see, you know, these easements that are recorded from time to time, you know, with the with Huntsville Utilities or the City of Huntsville or to the county too, and you know, there's a lot of legal matters that go into utilities as well, and then we see that in the title world and reviewing legal documents, and it's always important to, you know, they always say call, you know, a certain, you know, number before you dig. That might not be y'all, but you know, call
811 before you dig.
That's right. That's right.
That's a shame. You start knowing all these numbers off the top of your head, like
that's not y'all, but that's it. Who is that? What is that number? I've never called it, but
oh my goodness,
It's a company.
It's
a company.
They can like, come out and tell you exactly maybe where those lines are.
Yeah, they'll go ahead and mark everything for you. Like, hey,
that's good.
Like
that's right.
An investigative report. Like, who is this? Is this person? Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that. So, well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us. And I think next up we'll have. Did that really happen? So you can share a funny story with us. We'll take a quick break and be right back. All right, guys, on this segment of Did That Really Happen, Brandy's going to share with us a quick little funny story about her experience.
Well, it may not be so much funny, but it's kind of like scary because last year we had the Winter Storm Elliott back in December 2022, and we did the rolling power outages. So people were like, what's going on? So we had to protect the grid. We didn't, because, you know, when it gets so cold, everybody wants to turn up the thermostat. So when you're turning up the thermostat, of course, it's putting more pressure on our grid, and it's going to cause more outages. So we had to implement more power outages, kind of rolling power outages, like, okay, you're going to have no utilities for 30 minutes at this location, for an hour at this location, just to kind of protect the grid order to, you know, kind of save everybody on their utilities just a little bit and
so
make sure you're good.
Strategically planned in different areas for a set period of time.
Yes.
And how did you tell people? I'm sure social media or things like that. Like, how did people know?
News stations.
Yeah, we try to connect with the community as much as possible. We do have a PR team that informs, you know, via internet, Facebook, and everything of that nature. Then they also reach out to the news station as well.
Yeah.
So we kind of said, hey, kind of expect this.
Yeah.
We didn't want a Texas incident to happen, so.
Yeah.
And it's never that long.
No.
It's not like, okay, 8 hours, good luck. It's, you know, like you said, 30 minutes or an hour or something. People can deal with
that. You can deal with that.
Yeah. Especially if you know that it's coming. I don't know. I'm not home all day. You could just turn off my utilities all day if you want. I'll give you my address. Just turn off my
bing, bing, bing.
Just one out.
Yeah, you can have 8 hours of my house if that'll help at all.
So you said Elliott. I didn't know they named the storm.
Oh yeah, we have storms named. I mean,
who
every
named
storm.
That's his last name. Is why he's
his name is Elliott. Elliott.
It's close.
It's close.
It's close.
It's close.
I didn't know they named it. So that was cool.
Hayes, I know. For 2 years.
She doesn't know me that well, so it's okay.
No. We just found him on the street this morning, actually.
I just wandered in. Oh, man.
No, I didn't know that they named, kind of the same way they name hurricanes. But now I'm forgetting who names the storms and the hurricanes. It's like a national... It's not you guys.
We already do enough. We can handle naming storms too now.
There's like an official group that names it, and I know that. But I didn't know the name of that one.
Yes, Elliott.
No. I'm more familiar with hurricanes having names because we see it everywhere, but yeah, the winter storms.
And it got down, what, to like 1-2 degrees, and it kind of just stayed there. I don't really remember how low it got.
Yeah, it was really very cold.
And people don't realize we still have to come to work. So you guys may be at home, but they'll send the servicemen to come get us with like the chains on their tires, and we're like going to work to make sure that, you know, we keep you guys going.
Well, I was going to say, during that period of time, that's when we need you.
Oh, yeah, the most.
That's when we need the utility company because, you know, when everything's okay and there's not a problem, people, you know, unless they want to change something, they're not calling you.
Right.
But it's when that stuff's happening that I'm sure the phone is just going crazy.
Haywire.
Yeah. So. I don't think people realize, too, you know, how thankful we should be for y'all and maybe the linemen, too, that go out and either it's a tornado that's, you know, caused damage or these, like you said, this past year with the cold. And, you know, super thankful for everything that y'all do. And I know y'all work all night, you know, sometimes.
They do.
And that's something that people don't realize where they're, you know, posting on Facebook, why is my power out? Well, there are people out there working on it and need to be more thankful and mindful of that as well, especially during, you know, Christmas time. I'll never forget when I was growing up. This has been 15, 20 years ago. And there was an ice storm on Christmas Eve, and the power went out. And those linemen, y'all, you know, and had to go out Christmas Eve night, all through the night, get the power back on. So that's something that we always need to be mindful of and thankful of. So
yeah, especially, you know, like I said, with the rolling blackouts, 1 hour of inconvenience for you, you know, could save hours of power just shutting down for everybody.
Exactly.
And so it's, you'll be okay, it's fine. But Hayes, I think you're right. People just want that instant, you know, solution. And if they're not in your area, it's not because they're just sitting around doing nothing. They're somewhere else doing, you know,
making a difference somewhere else.
Yeah, so that's a good point to make. And I think that's, everybody should probably remember that for the next few weeks if it starts getting colder.
Yeah, hopefully not. But
I don't know. I haven't checked the temperatures.
It's probably going to be like almost 80 degrees on Christmas. We just go through this cycle, and you know, last year was cold. So
I'm
sure.
Horrible.
Y'all remember when it flooded that Christmas?
Yeah, I remember that.
Does that affect y'all at all when it floods much?
It does. Anything is going to affect Huntsville utilities.
I'm sure you'd be ready for
anything.
Yeah.
Well, Brandy, again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come by and do this podcast with us, and we appreciate it. And I hope you and your family have a great Christmas and a happy new year. So
thank you, and thank you for having me, and same to you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys, until next time, see ya.
Bye.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.